saw was Big Fatty's picture afterwards.
Oh, there's a Big Fatty there as well. Yes, that's quite scary. Are you sure that's Big Fatty?
I'm positive.
Yeah, it is. Now that I look at
that's
it.
Not,
yes, it
is. Now, when you look at it, it's got teeth. I'm sure this person has that. Big Fatty doesn't have teeth.
Look, he has a picture of Nod.
Where?
Here, I'll put it in.
Thank you for calling.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
All I saw was Big Fatty's picture.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 805 of the BFO for Wednesday, the 2th of March 2011. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me, a little show. Y'all, we are heading down into the Fat Cave. I'm just telling you right now, we are going to talk about quiz programs. Yes, Big Freddy.
Hello, amigos. I'm Chiquita Banana, and I've come to say I offer good nutrition in a simple way. When you eat the Chiquita, you've done your part to give every single day a healthy start. Underneath the crescent yellow, you'll find vitamins and great taste. With no fat, you just can't beat them. You feel better when you eat them. They're a gift from Mother Nature and a natural addition to your table. For wholesome, healthy, pure bananas, look for Chiquita's label. Cha-cha-cha.
Hi, everyone. I hope your hump day is going well. But, y'all, it is not just hump day. It is not just hump day. Today is National Banana Cream Pie Day. Yes, Big Freddy, we love when Soupy Sales gets a banana cream pie in the face. And, y'all, you know who the most famous person for making a banana cream pie was? Wasn't it Marianne on the Gilligan's Island, or was that a coconut cream pie? Big Freddy, it doesn't matter. It could have been either. It was probably coconut, and then the professor turned it into a radio or something, but y'all, he still couldn't fix a hole in the side of the boat, but he can make a radio out of coconuts. So, anyway, y'all, it is National Banana Cream Pie Day, and y'all, I hope that you will take time to wish the most impotent resident of Walnut Hills a very happy National Banana Cream Pie Day. Yes, Big Fatty, if only we could put one in the kisser. Just put it in the kisser. So, Lordy. Y'all, I'm going to talk about quiz programs today, but, y'all, by the way, the pollen is just about to kill me. And y'all, that knot said, Big Freddy, have you thought of eating some local honey? And, I said, no! And, y'all, that is the, what is the name of that place? It is, Carnage. No, it's not Carnage. What is it called? Canes. It is Raising Canes. Chicken fingers and crinkle cut French fried potatoes. Yes, McFaddy. Just what you need. Some more grease. But anyway, I don't have any idea what I was saying. Oh, something about the honey. And no, I don't usually eat the local honey. Or any honey is. I don't. It doesn't bother me, but, you know, whatever. I'll just take a Claritin. Yes, Big Fatty, please take a Claritin. Does Claritin live next door across the street from West Stone? I believe. No, that's Aunt Clara. And y'all, didn't you just love Aunt Clara and Uncle Arthur? Oh, Big Fatty, please, no memory lane today. But y'all, I've got some things over here in the e-letter box that it's just been pestering me. Y'all, Aunt out there in the San Francisco's, he sent me a little note. This was last week. He said, Big Fatty, I just wanted to tell you that I went overboard at the deli at the Whole Foods. And, y'all, that is spelled with a W. He says they had a 50% off sale on charcuterie. And he says, wish you could be here for the pork debauchery. We'll take a picture for you to salivate on. Ant, and y'all, evidently I've been ant because I've not received the picture of the pork debauchery. No, Big Freddy, but I bet you'll be having some poke debauchery when you go out there. Yes! Y'all, my youngest daughter, I really haven't told her where I'm going to be staying in the Anaheim area. But y'all, if you're going to be in the Anaheim area and would like to know what hotel Big Fatty is staying in, you can ask. I'm not necessarily going to tell you though. Big Fatty, they can follow you. Well, they may just have to follow me. But anyway, NASA has suggested that perhaps we have the meet and greet at the House O' Blues at the Downtown Disney. And y'all, that doesn't sound so bad because they have the beverages and they have the food. And so y'all, I'm thinking about that unless somebody else can come up with something better. I will entertain ideas. So y'all, if you've got a place you'd like to recommend for the Southern California meet and greet on that Saturday, the 21st of May, I think we'll probably do it mid to late afternoon, 3 to 4 o'clock, somewhere in there. That'll give people plenty of time to be able to make it, and yeah, it won't keep them out too much at night. No, Big Fatty, that is no. And by people, you mean yourself. Lord Byron has sent me something. He sent it to me and to Vera.
I can't walk. I'm gray. I'm fat and I'm bald. Don't you love me? Oh, yes.
And y'all, it is facts about thoughts, and I know I've read some of these facts to you in the past, but y'all, at the very bottom of all this, it talked about old fart pride, and y'all, who doesn't love an old fart? And you know, speaking of old farts, I can understand why he sent it to Vera. I'm not quite sure why he sent it to me, but anyway. Y'all, it says, I'm passing this on as I did not want to be the only old fart receiving it. Actually, it's not a bad thing to be called, as you will see, because old farts are easy to spot at sporting events. During the playing of the Star Spangled Banner, old farts will remove their caps and stand at attention and sing without embarrassment, and they actually know the words. Old farts remember World War II, Pearl Harbor, Guadalcanal, Normandy, and Hitler. They remember the Atomic Age, the Korean War, the Cold War, the Jet Age, and the Moon Landing. They remember the 50-plus peacekeeping missions from 1945 to 2005, not to mention Vietnam. If you bump into an old fart on the sidewalk, he will apologize. If you pass an old fart on the street, he will nod or tip his cap to a lady. Old farts trust strangers and are courtly to women. Old farts hold the door open for the next person and always, when walking, make certain the lady is on the inside for protection. Old farts seldom brag unless it's about their children or grandchildren, and this country needs old farts with their work ethic and sense of responsibility. We need them now more than ever, so pass this on to the old farts you know. I was taught to respect my elders, and it's just getting harder to find them. Y'all, speaking of that, and thank you, Lord Byron, for sending that, you old fart, but y'all, I read in the newspaper yesterday that the last surviving veteran from WW1, from World War One, the last surviving veteran had passed away and died and had, you know, was being shown, you know, please sign the book. But anyway, that was that. I received from Paul, he sent me, and several people have sent this to me, but y'all, far right day is a free French fried potato day at the Chick-fil-A. And y'all, they are introducing something called the Heinz Dippin' Squeeze. Big fatty, that sounds like vulgarness. And y'all, you know I hate the tomato catsup. But y'all, if they're going to give you some free French fried potatoes, you know, you never know. But y'all, it's evidently some kind of new packaging for your tomato catsup. And anyway, so the Heinz dip and squeeze, you get free French fried potatoes, and it's like from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. in the afternoon, y'all, on Friday, you get a free medium order of the waffle fried potatoes. Yes, Big Fatty! So, anyway, y'all, that I just wanted to discuss a few of those little things, because they've been weighing heavy on Big Fatty's mind, but y'all, the main focus of today is going to be going down into the Fat Cave and talking about some quiz programs. Yes!
Another groovy day in Gotham City, and everything seems just right in our teeming metropolis. But there's a new face in the crowd.
Big Fatty.
I don't know who he is behind that mask of his, but I do know when we need him. And we need him now.
I'll call him, sir.
We're in luck. He's at home.
Big Fatty Online. This just into the BFO. How the hell did you miss this one, Big Fatty Desk? Y'all, Tuesday was National Pig Day. T-Y. There's nothing really more horrifying than Big Fatty Online. That is correct. And y'all, the big news came on Monday night. I know many of you have been sitting with bated breath, and that means probably some of you had some sushi for supper. But y'all, they announced who was going to be on the Dancing with the Stars for the 12th season. And y'all, it starts on the 21st of March, if you want to mark that on your calendars. But y'all, and some of these people, I don't know who the God's name they are. But y'all, I'm just going to go down the list here. They are listed, I believe, alphabetical order. The first one, y'all, and she looked like a heifer. She looked like an absolute heifer. It was that Kirstie Alley. She was on that Cheers. And y'all, I think she did the Weight Watchers or something like that too, or Jenny Craig or somebody. But y'all, a heifer. Just an absolute heifer. Y'all, she's 60 years old. I didn't know she was that old. Psycho Mike Catherwood. He is a professional radio DJ. And y'all, he's kind of cute. And you might know him from LA's KROQ. And y'all, he is the co-host of Loveline. And y'all, he's age 31. Chris Jericho. Y'all, he is a former pro wrestler, but y'all, he was also the host of that, that show where they shoved all the prizes over the side of the building, a Downfall, I think it was, that I watched, Sugar, and he is, how old is he? He's 40 years old, and he's a good looking man, y'all. Sugar Ray Leonard. Y'all, he's a former boxer, and y'all, he is, he's Big Fatty's age, he's 54, y'all, I would have guessed he was at least, 20 years older. Ralph Macchio, y'all, he is an actor, he is age 49, and y'all, that'll make you feel old, because y'all, he was in The Karate Kid. Yes, Big Fatty, we are ancient. Y'all, Romeo Miller, he is a rapper. And y'all, evidently his father is Master P, and y'all, that reminded me that Big Fatty's rapper name is Master Poop. But y'all, he is 21 years old, and y'all, he's wearing some ear bobs in this picture that I'm looking at. Y'all, he is in something called Romeo or something like that. I don't know. Petra Nemkova. Y'all, she's a model, And she's been on the 2004 Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue. I was on Harpoon Weekly, I believe. the next one is Chelsea Kane. And y'all, she is from the Disney Channel's Jonas LA. And y'all, she does voice work. And y'all, perhaps she knows everyone's favorite auntie out there in Walnut Hills. Perhaps there'll be some name dropping. She's age 22. Did I mention Petra's age 31? Then there's Hines Ward. And y'all, he is a Pittsburgh Steeler wide receiver. Y'all, Big Fatty knows some wide receivers, but it doesn't have anything to do with football. Y'all, he was the MVP of Super Bowl XL. What does that mean? They're 40. And back in 2006, he's age 34. Kendra Wilkinson. Y'all don't have any idea who the hell she is. She's a model and TV personality, and you might know her as one of Hugh Hefner's three girlfriends in Girls Next Door. I don't know what that means. I don't know what it means. And y'all, then the last one is that Wendy Williams. How you doing? How you doing? And y'all, she is a talk show host and the self-proclaimed queen of all media. Not Mevio, media. And y'all, you know her from the Wendy Williams show and from her going, hey, how you doing? Y'all, and she almost sounds like she's Chinese when she says that. And y'all, she's age 46. Did I mention Kendra Wilkinson was 25 years of age and that Hines Ward is 34? And so anyway, y'all, they were announced last night during that Bachelor. And y'all, quite frankly, I can't stand the Bachelor. It is just awful. It is just awful. Just awful. But y'all, another quiz program I want to tell you about is the Big Run. Because y'all, it is getting good. I mean to tell you, they have thrown off one of the couples. It was the man and the woman the double penalty thing. Because they couldn't find the name of the Queensland and Northern Territory Air Service. They didn't know what that was. And Big Fatty knew what it was. Yes, Big Fatty. And they didn't know that, so they got penalized. You know, Big Fatty knew that, so he would not be. No, Big Fatty, you would not be penalized for not knowing that. And, but y'all, Mom, and, is on there, and y'all, I think that's the only thing that he said during the whole show, and he said it about 10 times, Mom, Mom, y'all, they're showing a street sign here in Chucktown, and the name of the street is Wantoot, Wantoot, Big Freddy, you do some Wantooting yourself, but, The last little show that I want to talk to you. Oh, dear gussie, y'all, it comes on tonight. The next episode of it comes on tonight, and that is The Survivor. And y'all, let me tell you, that Boston Rob, he is pulling the strings. He is the puppet master. And y'all, he has got them doing exactly what he wants. And y'all, they blindsided this blonde young thing that he had no idea they were even thinking about him. And y'all, they sent him to the Redemption Island. Oh, Big Freddy, Redemption Island. And y'all, the crazy girl is over there. I don't know if she knows Joe in Dallas or not, but y'all, evidently they'll have a challenge. And y'all, I think it's the one who can look the longest at...
All I saw was Big Fatty's picture.
Yes, Big Fatty, what a lovely competition!
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay.
Me!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.